Democratic freshmen in the U.S. House of Representatives are marking their first 100 days in office. Among them, Connecticut Congresswoman Johanna Hayes. This is traditionally a time to reflect on accomplishments and challenges, and particularly interesting this year with a House that's more diverse and with more women than men on the Democratic side of the aisle. The Connecticut Mirror's Washington correspondent Anna Radilat has been spending time with Johanna Hayes. I spoke with her by phone from D.C. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you observed as Representative Hayes prepared for her first exchange last week with U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Can you talk about that?
Yes, she was very concerned about being fully prepared, and she had a load of paperwork that she was going to go through. She was doing her homework, I guess, is the way that I would put it.
And she focused her questions to DeVos around the use of federal money to arm teachers.
Yes. The first piece of legislation that Hayes has introduced is a resolution that would make it clear that federal funds cannot be used to arm teachers. DeVos has failed to say one way or the other, so she challenged DeVos on that, brandishing a memo she had obtained, an internal memo by lawyers at the Education Department that had determined that, yes, she had the authority to say you cannot use federal funds to arm teachers. She just hadn't used that authority.
Let's listen to that exchange.
In light of the contents of this memo, you have the ability to make a decision. Your silence is a decision. You have the authority to say that we cannot use federal funds to arm teachers. You are in line for presidential secession. Make a decision on this. You have the authority to do it. Will you prohibit the use of federal funds to arm teachers? Yes or no, Madam Secretary?
This is a matter for states and local communities to decide upon.
You have the authority to do it. Read your memo.
Congress has the authority to make that decision.
You have the authority, if you so choose. Read the memo.
Does the gentlelady offer those documents for the
record? I do. I would like to submit these documents for the record so that the secretary has the opportunity to read the memo that came from her office.
Without objection.
Can we talk a little bit about the way Hayes has been approaching her job?
Well, she's using her experience as a teacher, because she has really no experience as an office holder. And she's been encouraged by members of the House Democratic leadership to do so. They tell her, use your experience as a teacher to convince people to back your issues.
Has she talked to you about what she sees as Democratic accomplishments during these first 100 days?
Yes, she has. She likes the gun legislation that has closed the so-called Charleston loophole that allowed the shooter in Charleston, South Carolina, to obtain a gun. She likes the ethics legislation.
And what about stumbles?
You know, she's been very careful. She's a lot more cautious than some of the other progressive members of the freshman class. I mean, there was something much to do about her questioning the speed in which they were going to bring forward a resolution that was aimed at combating anti-Semitism that people hadn't had a chance to read yet. So in a closed-door meeting of House Democrats, she said, we need to read this before we can vote, or something to that effect, and, you know, face down Nancy Pelosi. But other than that, there's not been any controversy involving Congresswoman Hayes.
And what do you see looking forward?
I think she could be a very successful member of the House of Representatives, especially if she uses her education experiences and her life experiences. She was brought up in public housing in Waterbury. So, you know, she's not your typical member of Congress. And I think that's important and might be a real asset to her.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Anna Radilat.
Thank you.
Anna Radilat is the Connecticut Mirror's Washington correspondent. To read more, visit ctmirror.org.